Yes, thank you, Ken. And it's good to be back in the regular rotation after quite a bit of time off. I really only gave a few gatherings in 2017, and so it's good to be back and in the rotation, and good to see everyone here. Hey, good morning, Sonia. So let's just start off and welcome each other. I'm really happy to see everyone here on this sacred Sunday morning that we gather. Let's play our opening song and say hi and share our light and love with everyone. Giving up the mic.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic, awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love.
Okay, I just love that song. It puts me in, brings me inside so much. But the silence is good too, as Kathy was sharing. Silence is golden as well. Let me announce our statement of purpose here. We are an assembly of equals here in Awakening Together, joined in common purpose, awakening to one true self. With an appearance of many faiths, cultures, and symbols, within an appearance of many faiths, many cultures, and many symbols, we seek to discern one truth and to rest in its embrace. And out of our core values today, I'm going to share our third core value, which is we accept one true self, which is one presence or being, non-dual, without beginning or end, and absolutely changeless. We live this value by practicing letting go of the belief in the individual self as who we are. And amen to that, huh? That's where our joy lies, is in letting that go. So the announcements. We have a few announcements, so I will start in by discussing our annual retreat, which is going to be our fabulous pilgrimage to Italy. I almost said India, Italy. And I am going on this retreat, and I am really looking forward to it. I just submitted my final payment, and I've had my ticket for a while, so come on and join us. I think it's going to be a great time. You can choose from a 9-day pilgrimage or an extended 14-day pilgrimage. During the weekly gatherings, we've decided to share a little bit about our Italy itinerary each week. To see the full trip itinerary, you can go to the Awakening Together webpage and look at the Italy pilgrimage site on the retreats menu under retreats and classes. The itinerary focuses on Rome and Assisi with exciting day trips from those locations. We've already shared two highlights from our first day in Rome. The first one, the morning in the Vatican, and number two, the first we will visit after lunch, the Scala Santa, the Holy Stairs from Pontius Pilate's palace in Jerusalem. After visiting the stairs, we will go to the nearby Basilica of St. John Lateran. This basilica is the oldest church in all of Europe. It dates back to the first Christian emperor, Constantine. The church was founded in honor of two famous Johns, both John the Baptist and the Apostle John, also known as John the Evangelist. While in the basilica, we will contemplate some of Jesus' non-dual teachings, which were written down by John the Evangelist and recorded in the modern Bible today, although usually misunderstood. A good way to get excited about the Basilica of St. John is to listen to Regina's Guiding Light series based on the book of John in the Bible. After listening to those teachings, you'll be ready to sit back and soak in the beauty of the teaching while we are in the Basilica. Another way to prepare yourself for this trip is to take our upcoming 4-week class called Jesus of the New Testament. In that class, we will look at the book of John, as well as the other books in the New Testament, from a non-dual and mystical perspective. I'll share more information about that in a moment, but first I want to remind you that you can find the full details about the October Italy pilgrimage, including dates, prices, and options, itineraries, and more, in our website under Retreats and Classes, Retreats, Italy Pilgrimage. Also be aware that scholarships are available, and the deadline for applying for a scholarship is April 20th. We have a scholarship committee that several of you are a part of that we'll be reviewing those. And we have received some already, but there are still spots available. So if you do wish to receive or apply for a scholarship, these are $1,000 scholarships that we're offering, and there's four of them that we have available. So that leads us to the next announcement, which is an invitation to register for the next Awakening Together class, which is Introduction to Jesus of the New Testament. So just a little bit about the class is that from a background, Christian mystics have awakened to truth by contemplating these teachings of Jesus, that were written down in the New Testament. We're going to explore what, they did see in these teachings that traditional Christianity, maybe wasn't able to see. So we're going to contemplate the scripture, just the same as the mystics did, and discover for yourself the answers through your own contemplations. This class does meet in Thursday evenings starting April 26th, which is just in a few weeks, all the way through May 17th, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And that group just completed the Ramana Maharshi class that just finished literally just the other day. And there was about six people in that class. So hopefully a lot of those folks will continue on, but there's spots for nine students in that course. And Reverend Helen Avery, our very own Reverend Helen Avery, will be giving and facilitating that class. The cost for the course, it's a 4-week class, is $80. So check it out under Retreats and Classes menu. Registration closes on the 16th. Okay, our next announcement is about Regina's website. ReginaDawnAcres.com has been deleted, but you know, all of the material has been transferred though. She doesn't, Regina's officially stating she doesn't really have a reason for deleting it, except she felt intuitively guided like it was time. You know, it's been around since it was created by Phil Frisk in 2005, and there's 850 followers on the weekly posts. So a lot of folks, you know, were in the habit of going there to access the audios or different, you know, Regina references. And about 80% of it was moved to our awakeningtogether.com website. So most of it was moved over, including the audios and videos. So you can find those audios and videos under the audios and videos menu of the Awakening Together site. So not really, nothing's been truly deleted. It just simply moved over to merge with Awakening Together. And there's been a redirect put in so that if you do type in ReginaDawnAcres.com, you know, in your browser, it's going to bring you to the new Regina page on the AT site. So that's cool. So it'll sort of bring you there. The weekly emails from Regina that some of you may be receiving with her most recent teachings, they were suspended when the website was deleted. However, all of those recent teachings plus the guiding light will all be part of the Awakening Together daily update the day after they're taught. So if you don't get the daily update, you can go back to the Awakening Together website and click on the subscribe and join icon at the bottom of the Awakening Together home page. There's a whole link for it. And you can get signed up again. So those are our announcements. So I'm just personally really looking forward to the pilgrimage to Italy. That's going to be amazing. So let's do a prayer. Join me in prayer. Dear God, infinite being in love, Holy Spirit, I open my heart and my mind to you. I trust the wisdom and guidance that comes from that one true source as my only guide. I put forth my trust and my willingness to walk the path of purification and healing that shall make the way clear to live in presence of peace eternally. Amen. And just as a quick check in the process, Ken or Regina or anybody, I haven't missed any steps here. I don't believe I have. If we're going to stop for a song now, what I have is we're going to actually go to a reading next. That's what I believe is the correct sequence. But correct me if that's mistaken. I apologize for my little rustiness with the procedure here. But I think we're going to... yes, okay, thank you. Yes, so I will turn it over to you now, Ms. Lynn, for a song before we have our inspirational reading. So turning it over to you, Lynn.
We are pilgrims.
our brothers on the road. We are here to help each other walk the line and bear the load. I will weep when you are weeping, when you laugh, I'll laugh with you. I will share your joy and sorrow till we've seen this journey through. When we sing to God in heaven, we shall find such harmony. Born of all we've known together, of Christ's love and agony. Brother, let me be your servant. Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I might have the grace to let you be my servant too.
Oh, thank you, Lynn. You always come through with the perfect songs. I was very grateful for that. Next up is our reading during the service. And this will be given by our very own Cher Murphy. Yay! She will be reading NTI 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2. So, if you're all set, Cher, with you. While getting ready to read, I will turn the mic over to you and we will hear the reading for the service.
Thank you, Jay. It feels so good to be here, and beautiful prayer and song, and the energy feels just right for 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and 2. You who are reading this now have been called into my service. This is why you continue to read. Now I will teach you in order to help you in your acceptance of your role as my servant. I am grateful for you and your willingness. Already your helpfulness to healing has been more than you can imagine. And yet you are just beginning this path with me. That's exactly how I feel. There is so much more to do. So many more wonders for you to see and to accept. You are truly a glorious gift unto yourself. I thank you for your undying willingness to heal. Oh my gosh. You may seem to be led into relationship with me where one may seem to have a leadership role and one may seem to be a follower. Do not be confused by what you see in form. Each one who walks with me, doing easily as I ask. One day he may seem to lead, and one day he may seem to follow. With some, he may appear to be a leader, and with others, he may appear to follow. But all appearances, regardless of what they may be, are within the realm of perception. The realm of perception is the realm of change. So cast not your eyes upon the realm of perception, judging what seems to be the circumstance in form. Remember that my servant is one who walks with me, and so he is one who walks with you also. And you, as one who has accepted himself unto my holy service, walks with my brother too. The ego is still within your mind. Oh boy, how well I know that. And it may seem to persist, for some time. This is not to be cause for concern for you, but it is to acknowledge, is to be acknowledged, and you are to remain aware. For if you do not remain aware and alert to the ego in your mind, you may forget to question your thinking and believe you are listening to me when you are not. If you remember and remain aware of the ego in your mind, you can continuously question your thinking and seek for the reason you hold. As my servant, you will desire to hold to right reason, and so where you recognize it, you shall hold it dear. Where you do not recognize right reason, you shall choose to let your thinking go and continue to wait for the reason and guidance that comes from me. Yourself is to be given to me now, that any self that is not your truth may be left behind. Choose not to cling to yourself as you perceive yourself to be. Choose instead to lay yourself aside and to become like an empty shell. That which is emptied shall be filled by me, and one who is filled by me shall know his own fullness. Chapter 2. As an empty shell, you are filled by me. As an empty shell, you witness the reason that is your own. Lay down yourself in service to me, that you may serve me and come to know your holy self. That which is revealed to you as you lay yourself aside and become willing as an empty shell is also revealed to the mind. That which is revealed to the mind is useful in the healing of God's Holy Son. In laying yourself aside and willing, become as a shell, you offer yourself to be useful in holiness. That to which you offer yourself is that which you are. In laying yourself aside as an offering of grace to holiness, holiness in its grace is offered fully to you. That which has opened itself to the Spirit of God by becoming as an empty shell has made a statement unto the mind that its own, that it is its own. He has said, I know I am not doing this thing I thought I was, and as this thing cannot be my truth. So I put aside that which is false, that I may be open to receive only that which is true. When that which is false is put aside and that which is true is received and accepted, the mind only listens to truth. In its memory, it recognizes itself. Unto itself, it bids itself welcome. And I just have a couple of sentences that I contemplated on this that I'd like to share. Why would your scared human shell work for you when it always feels frightened, unsupported, thinking of the past and the future, and looking outward for external guidance? And for me right now, I'm understanding myself after totally destroying myself. And I'm in the process of fixing me as I accept every step of my journey for what it is without resistance. No matter what we're going through, we knew we could overcome it, and or we wouldn't have called the experience to us, and that we can be filled. And like 1 Corinthians chapter 2, sentence 3 says, lay down yourself in service to me, that you may serve me and come to know your divine self. Love you guys.
Thank you, Sheriff. That was a beautiful reading. Thank you very much. And I love your Pal Talk handle, Share the Mystery. That's beautiful. Thank you. And as many of us do, Holy Spirit has guided me to the subject and the reading for the gathering today. So I hope you join me in receiving this for myself. So that I may hear and so that we all may hear this and join in this teaching. Because our willingness truly is the gift we give. It truly is all we are to do is to offer that willingness. And it's not to reject anything that we don't feel is in accordance with what we deem spiritual, because that ensures that we keep it. Real willingness accepts what comes up. There was a tip a number of days ago that Regina gave, and it was referencing Matthew 23 when it talked about rejecting the incompatibles. And we can know that we're rejecting when we dismiss as inadequate, inappropriate, or not to one's taste, refuse to agree to, or fail to show due affection or concern for. So the willingness is willing to let come up what is in there so that it may purify. And also, when we find ourselves looking into the world as the reading has come up, we may have judgments about ourselves and what we think we're doing in the world or not, right? We may think that I should be like this person I hear, and compare yourself to them in some way. Or you reject another person you may hear or listen to, or something you did, or a role you're currently playing. And I think the message today for us is to be with whatever roles we think we're in. I mean, like was being shared, this is a dream. It is in perception. It is in the world of the changeable. One day I may be a leader, the next day I may be the follower. When you go to bed at night and have a dream of winning the lottery and living a life of great riches, when you wake up, what does that matter? It was just a dream. So when we put too much importance, or any importance really at all, on the roles we feel naturally guided to play, whatever they may be, according to our capabilities, whatever they are, they're no better or worse than anybody else's role. And that can be sometimes something we get stuck in judging or comparing, or some sort of, icky thing in our mind that we get into that takes us from the moment. It takes us from our peace. And the truth is that the ego is still within the mind, and it may be there for a while. It's there until it's not there anymore, right? That thought of separation. One of the things I've been learning about lately and focusing on is making higher vibrational choices. So whatever, role that I find myself in, right? Whatever role I find myself in, I can choose to make that higher vibrational choice. Whatever position I find myself in. If I hold that dear and nurture that desire, I'm going to, in the dream here, go through a process of de-emphasizing the what and emphasizing the how, moving from achievement to being. My state of mind, my vigilance to that, being lived through, as the reading talked about, a shell. Finding that joy in just not caring how it's going to turn out. For me, having this idea of success in my life has always been very, typically very strong in the mind of Jay McCormick. And I've incrementally let go of this idea of success. And it's really funny that recently, I really truly let go of the situation recently where a particular in my work, my business, a client owes me over $40,000. And I was thinking I'm going to have to take him to court and all this stuff because I gave them the product that they hired me to make for them. And I went through all these battles in my mind, and I finally just surrendered it and let it go. And just 2 days ago, I get a personal call from the owner of the business saying he wants to pay all that money. Just out of the blue, he just called me. Oh, yeah, I'll go ahead and pay you. Just out of the blue. So, I do plan on giving some of that to the retreat center as well. But it's interesting that when you do just take the joy and not caring what will happen or giving up the idea that, great rewards will come to you. And in my case, it was the money that I did earn it, but it was, being withheld from me. So it's kind of like an analogy for when you surrender, the value that's being withheld from you will actually come flowing into you. And it's this is a contemplation I recently had related to that. We can only be used by spirit to the extent we are out of the fear and have willingness to serve. Spirit knows what our willingness is and flows in to guide us through the channels we open. Believing fear is misuse of memory because it is a replaying in your head of what occurred and guiding your mind to avoid it in the future. If we are in this memory story replay avoidance system, we are not listening to spirit. We are avoiding spirit and living in fear. Love forgives. Love allows the memory to arise and give all the hurt to God for forgiveness. All the actors in the remembered story were merely all acting from fear. Love them too, as they know not what they do. In this love, the judgment eases and love returns. The memory can reappear, but with no emotion, only love. Fear has evaporated as love has entered, casting it away from the simple allowing and forgiveness. And then a few sentences more. The stories of mind keep me bound in form. To awaken, I only need to let them go and let the truth into my mind. Do this now. Do this for all. I thought that was very beautiful and relevant to the subject for today. So when we ask ourselves, what is it that can bring in this willingness? How do we, I think there was a quote I saw on the board recently. I want to be willing to be willing to be willing, or something like that. Because as we were reading, the ego is still there, right? It's still present. How can we be willing? How can we be that shell like 1 Corinthians chapter 2 is talking about? And it's good to take some time to notice where your willingness is at, and just reflect upon that and really be honest. When we look at our willingness and we look at where we're at, is how we evaluate our willingness. Do we look at well, gosh, I've taken these classes, I've read these books, that means I'm willing, right? I say these spiritual things. I do all this stuff. That means I'm willing, right? Well, does it? Or is that just really the preparation for it? You know what I mean? Like, willingness is an inner thing, right? It's totally inner. There's no one there watching you do it. It's not a public thing. It's not part of the world of perception. It's an inner movement. It's an inner process that occurs through, our choice. We all live in this idea, this mind, this conditioned and based in the idea of separation. It is truly a miracle when that willingness comes in. It really is truly a miracle. And it's a choice. And so all these classes we're attending, these, well, I do my practices every morning. I must be willing, right? Well, it's not about what you do. The practices, all, even they are preparations for an inner movement. It's all a preparation for the inner movement. And you'll know you have the willingness when you feel the joy, when you feel nothing is getting to you. You're willing, you're not caught up in your role and what you're doing and not doing, and you're just not caught up in any of that. It's suddenly all okay. Then you know you have the willingness. Just like me receiving that $40,000, it's going to be the value, the money, the cash, the value of, I'm equating that to spirit's love, but and it's just an analogy. It comes flowing in, right? Yeah, it prepares the ground. I mean, that's really what was coming to me. And also, I just love spirit because spirit guides me through, 600 page books to just the right page to read, right? It would have taken me like a month to find this if I would have had to done this on my own. And this is from I Am That by Niz, as you all are probably familiar. And this is an excerpt that does talk about, I think, something that's very relevant. You need not chase the I am to kill it. You cannot. All you need is a sincere longing for reality. We call it Atma Bhakti. Now, Atma is God and Bhakti is devotion. So you could call it God devotion. The love of the Supreme. The determination to be free from the false. Without love and the will inspired by love, nothing can be done. Merely talking about reality without doing anything about it is self-defeating. There must be love in the relation between the person who says I am and the observer of that I am. As long as the observer, the inner self, the higher self, considers himself apart from the observe, the lower self despises it and condemns it, and the situation is hopeless. It is only when the observer accepts the person, which is the false self, which Sanskrit has a name for, as a projection or manifestation of himself, and, so to say, takes the self into the self, capital S self, the duality of I, and this goes, and in the identity of the outer and the inner, the supreme reality manifests itself. The union of the seer and the seen happens when the seer becomes conscious of himself as the seer. He is not merely interested in the scene, which he is anyhow, but also interested in being interested, giving attention to attention, aware of being aware. Affectionate awareness is the crucial factor that brings reality into focus. And I'll read that again. Affectionate awareness is the crucial factor that brings reality into focus. And that is the key. That is the key. Nothing we can do, nothing we can study, nothing we can show up for or say is affectionate, aware, affection, that this is an endearing love for truth, an endearing love of wanting truth. That's it, purely an inside thing. It can't be spoken of. It can't be observed by another, but the effects of it can be, right? You just feel good from talking to someone. And you don't know why, or you just feel it and you want to share it and you feel a connection with another person. And you just, it's that invisible thing that happens that's beyond words, right? The more we can go beyond these words and express this willingness, it really helps. That willingness that I'm speaking of, that's the miracle. And Regina just wrote on here, discipline is lovingly loving your love. Yeah, I did. I remember that. That's perfect for right now. That's perfect for right now. And the reward is, that love just comes flowing in. When you express willingness, I mean, in my own personal outer life, I could say me receiving that money is kind of a physical miracle that that even occurred. This was over a year that this was due to me. And I just gave it up. I gave up on it. I was going to let it go and not care about it anymore, basically. And I did. I let it go. So that willingness is what sparked that letting go. Because I want to be happy. I don't want to worry about stuff. I don't want to worry about my outer conditions and circumstances and how they're exactly going to work out. I don't want to waste the precious time I have spending any time on that kind of crap. I just don't. It was purely out of just these very things that Niz is talking about, loving that. I'm a lover of truth. I love truth for the sake of truth. I just have always felt drawn to it ever since I was a kid, to be honest with you. It was just more important to me than anything, really. I look at everything I quote unquote am doing, but yet whatever role I'm playing or what I'm doing is really just the outer, and it doesn't have any meaning beyond, it just doesn't have any meaning. It's not that I don't think I'm special anymore. I think we're all special. I think there's in me anyway, there's a falling away of specialness in general, and which I find that is opening me up to be able to love and express acceptance towards more and more situations and more people. And it's like I'm starting to begin to understand how Jesus could love the people that were beating him. I'm like beginning to get that, how he could do, how this is possible, how you can have a mindset and a way of being and looking and interconnection that would actually enable you to be in that state. That's starting to kind of become a little more real to me now, how that could occur. And it's not that Jesus is any different than any of us. It's the awakened state of seeing through the outer and seeing the oneness. It doesn't matter what people do. It doesn't matter the role you have. Another thing I touched on from Guru of the Garland sayings, I was drawn to this book and drawn to a specific page. And once you start to practice and we're moving into this space, the mind is going to want to re-engage, right? Because anytime there's a new opening and you're getting seated in it and feeling this new space. And getting, sort of grounded in this new level of being that you're in as you practice this willingness, the mind is of course always going to want to try to re-engage, and try to get into discussions and more words, right? Muir Gunnar talks about this on page 99. When he talks about people elaborating doctrines instead of binding in clear silence, abiding in clear silence, inquiring into that which is, and in the heart, enjoying it. And that's the part about enjoying it there that was referencing the affection. You gotta want this. This has to be really something that you enjoy more than chocolate or a cup of coffee or sex or anything. It has to be the thing you want the most, right? So he also says, no one can perceive the sun, the self, by arguments. Vexatious mental disputes are but conceits that cloud the light of truth and make the eyes in dizziness swim. Far from revealing truth, words only darken and conceal it. To let the truth shine of itself instead of burying it in words, merge in the heart both word and thought. Do not let not your intellect become a slave to the mere sound and fury of controversy. Enter the heart with mind pellucid, concept free, and realize your natural being as the truth. And it's truly only from that willingness that we get to this point. You know, we all want to be useful. We all ask to be useful. That's what we all want. We want to be useful, right? And, you know, we may have an outer career, outer things, the skills or talents that we contribute, and that's how we think we're useful. You know, by expressing this willingness and this surrender on a deeper level and asking to be useful, like Corinthians 2 is talking about, you'll be useful in healing on a larger scale. I mean, look at what Regina did. She threw her whole being into this willingness and came to us. And what came from that was this incredible gift of NTI and all of her other teachings. What if we all did that? What if we all threw in? We may not all write another massive book, but just imagine what that would be like if we all threw ourselves into that willingness. And the greatest teaching, of course, is the awakening of our own mind. Whether you ever get in the position of being a teacher or not is secondary, because it affects the all. We don't like the Dalai Lama monks that do not meditate just for themselves. They meditate for the awakening of the world. You know, that willingness to be used by God in whatever leader or follower role that we play ourselves in is the miracle of that allowing and that opening. I can't even imagine what that would be like. That would be awesome. You know, and it, to me, the sweetness of that inner place, as I'm sure many of you know, is just addictive. You know, you want to keep doing it. And that's like an upper spiral of willingness that just keeps taking us, you know, into the heart of truth, into God. And it's, you know, like, again, in chapter 2 here, to put aside that which is false, to receive only that which is true. So a lot has come through today in the service, and it's about 5 after, and I've kind of through with most of what I feel to present. So I'm hoping that I guess we can turn it over now for, I think we're going to do a song now. Is that correct, Regina? Turn it over for a song? Yes. Okay. Lynn, I will turn it over to you now for our song after the teaching. All right.
When you know who you are and can see through your veil, your old fears become wind in your sail. Then your heart heaves unfurled from the hypnosis of your world. When you know who you are, the darkness, the light, love loves it all, 'cause love has no fight. What has passed is a dream. What is not here is not what it seems. So pull yourself. Nothing to hide, love's at your feet, the hands at your side. when your ears are your words. The silence can always be heard. We know who you are, we can't help but let go. You know no one's right, you know you don't know. Paradox becomes less absurd as your hypnosis unwords. So pull yourself.
That's beautiful. Thank you, Lynn. I'm always amazed at the role you play and the gifts you bring with finding these songs that are so perfect, always seemingly to the situation. So, hey, Dev, how are you doing? And also just to invite everyone to donate if you feel guided to. We do exist off of donations, so if somebody could post a link for donations, that'd be great. So I guess we have about 20 more minutes before the half hour. So opening it up to all of you to share what it was that you know, came up for you, or what was triggered, or maybe an inspiration you want to share from one of your contemplations too. So Regina, your mic.
Yeah, good morning, everyone. And Jay, I just thought that it was very, very touching, very, very beautiful service this morning. I loved many, many things that you said. I loved pointing out that willingness is an inner movement, and that it's something that no one sees. And I think that's really important, because you know, the ego is very concerned with what everyone sees. You know, I'm kind of reminded in the Bible when Jesus talked about, you know, going into the closet to pray. You know, he says something about how the he doesn't use the word fools, but the fools, you know, pray in the streets so that everyone can see. And instead, you know, he encouraged his followers to go into the closet and pray where no one would see. And really pinning that down, that willingness is an inner movement that no one else sees. That, if we contemplate that, that brings us to a very genuine spot within ourselves. You know, a place that the ego can't go. You know, the practices, the work, which, you know, we talked about, prepares the ground for the inner movement. It's interesting because that the practices can be abused, which is what Jesus was pointing out about the fools who pray in the streets. You know, we can, you know, time our meditations and make sure everybody knows how much time we're spending in meditation. We can make sure everybody knows that we're contemplating each of the thoughts of awakening every day. We can make sure everybody knows that we're reading all of Regina's tips and reading all of NTI. You know, and in that way, all of that work can be done and can be completely in the realm of the ego. You know, can really have no true value at all. So when you talk about the willingness in the way that you did as that inner movement that no one sees, that's just like, you know, that's some bingo. You know, that's something that, for lack of better words, is just between me and God. Right? It's very, very private, very personal, and very inward. Of course, I don't have to tell you that I also loved the emphasis on love, that we do this for love. I loved the excerpt that you read from Nisargadatta Maharaj. I find that I am more and more and more drawn to Nisargadatta as I go forward. But I love that affectionate awareness is the crucial factor that brings reality into focus. Affectionate awareness. I think that in that same reading, Nisargadatta said, the union of seer and seen happens when the seer becomes conscious of himself as the seer. But that wasn't the end of it. It wasn't just becoming conscious of himself as the seer. It's then becoming interested with that affectionate awareness in himself as the seer. Right? I mean, that's that affectionate awareness is the crucial factor that brings reality into focus. I've never felt within myself that that a mental attack is the way to go about awakening. And sometimes it seems like that can try to get into a practice or into a meditation, some kind of a mental attack. Like somehow I'm, you know, gonna, I don't know, It's a way of going after it. I don't, maybe you all know what I'm talking. It's hard for me to put it into any other words, but it's a way of going after truth that has ego behind it. And you can feel the ego in it, the mental attack that I'm gonna win, I'm gonna accomplish, I'm gonna take over, I'm gonna, you know. And again, the love somehow, it sees, it has that affectionate awareness, but it settles into it in a way that the ego can't. It's a non-controlling nature that somehow is still penetrating. A non-controlling nature that somehow is still penetrating. The ego thinks you can only penetrate with control, right? But love has the ability to penetrate without control. Reminds me of the Tao Te Ching when it talks about how the water, right, the flow of the water works through the hardest of surfaces. Right? The water isn't attempting to control. It isn't an attack on the rocks that it wears down. It's just in its natural beingness. The water is the symbol of the love. It creates the Grand Canyon. You know, the Royal Gorge here near Pueblo, and many other examples. So I just want to thank you. It was very inspiring for me, Jay, and welcome back to the rotation. Bye.
Yeah, thanks, Regina, for your thoughts and commenting on that it's about the non-controlling nature. He can. Oh, yeah. I just want. I see your hand up, Gloria. I just wanted to comment real quick. You know, that's true. This was a lot about kind of that subject of discussion we had a number of weeks ago about control and all that. That, you know, back to the analogy of the kid doesn't need to be forced to open his Christmas presents, you know, on Christmas morning. You know, the kid just can't wait to do it. what control is there in that? In the kid opening his Christmas presents on Christmas morning, there's no control. It's out of pure wanting to do it. And that's what I got from this message here was how powerful, and you use the analogy of water as that, that desire just erodes away even the hardest stone. Beautiful. Thank you. That's perfect, actually. I really, that sinks into my mind very deeply. Okay, Gloria, your mic. Gloria, did you want us to share? I gave up the mic. I didn't hear anything. I'll give up the mic again. Ken, it's possible Gloria's hand is up. Okay, you're just having mic troubles. Okay. Well, thank you for wanting to share. Does anyone have anything they want to share on any of these subjects about willingness, desire? You know, where is your desire? Maybe you don't have, maybe you don't feel like you have a lot of willingness right now. Maybe you are, you know, something came up with you in relation to what you think your role is, or what your thoughts about what you think your role is in the world, and how that relates to maybe you've had judgments around that or difficulty with that. You know, the sharing time, I hope, can be not just for some perfected insight you think you've had, but just anything that you want to share, or a difficulty, or anything, or a question even. Does anyone have a question? You know, I would like to use this time. We have a few minutes. We have about 10 minutes left. So I would like to interact in some kind of way during the 10 minutes. If no one feels to, that's fine. I can continue to talk for the remaining time. But please raise your hand. Okay, Lynn, yeah, that sounds good. You can go ahead and play the closing song. We can wrap up a little bit early if you want. So grateful for everyone here, and wonderful to be with you again and back in the rotation. So peace to everyone. Turning it over to you, Lynn. Bye-bye.
Thoughts and feeling, quiet time. Quiet light, the breath between our thoughts from time to time. And a quiet mind. Quiet mind.
like the space between the beats. Quiet like the weight of summer heat. I'd like to see it sleeping. Lovers intertwined in a quiet mind. Quiet mind.
Shanti, shanti, shanti.